Chris, tell me about your situation that you are in now with your partner.
Me and my partner are actually going through exactly the same thing that Sarah was going through. We went for the 20-week scan last week and found out that, to our surprise, not only is we're having the same condition, but we actually have twin. My partner's carrying twin girls, so she is, and we're having to try and make the same decision as Sarah and go make our way over to England.
Oh my goodness! You've startled me actually. So you're saying that your twin children have anaphylaxis?
My partner's carrying twin girls, and we didn't actually even know that my partner was carrying twins. We just thought that we had one healthy child, and went to the scan last week to find out that my partner's carrying twin girls, and that they both have anaphylaxis, and that we were told that they both don't really have a chance of life if they are born.
And have you been told, as Sarah was, that you're not allowed to have an abortion in Northern Ireland?
Well, our choices really were to go full term and go through with the pregnancy and, have all the problems associated with it and have the kids that don't really have a chance of life. So we were told that, basically they're medically alive because they have a heartbeat, but they're not. They're pretty much brain dead, so they are. So we've made the decision that we think it's best for the kids and for us that, we should go over to England.
Do you want to go to England, or would you rather have that abortion in Northern Ireland here if you could? Because the health minister, by the way, your story is a huge story. And can I just tell you why? You have the top of government basically saying now, in other words, the health minister and indeed David Ford, the justice minister, saying that maybe these rules need to be looked at again. And you are a live case that they can do something about now if they are minded to do so. They might actually say, to be fair, they might say no, but they have an opportunity not to say, oh, we will review. They have an opportunity to help you now. So can I be clear? Do you want to have an abortion here in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, me and my partner both think it's a disgrace the way the system is in this country. The healthcare people want, you can tell that they would like to help you, but they're by the law not able to. They have to stop themselves all the time and say, no, sorry, we have to be careful, this is the law, and, we can't actually talk about this, or we can't, help you with this. So their hands are completely tied, and we're not able to get the, we're not able to do what we want with our family around us and in this country.
Do they even give you advice as to where abortions are available across the water, or are they too frightened of doing so?
Well, they're just basically, they're scared because of the grey areas, to do too much. They say how, upset they are and how sorry they are, and, that they would, they would love to help you, but because of the law, they're not allowed to. And I think it's just disgusting the way the politicians, all these politicians say about this and say their views on it. But I think it would be very different if these people were in the situation themselves, because me and my partner are very anti-abortion in any other circumstances bar this.
Okay. Chris, I want you to stay there for me. First of all, thank you so much for phoning this program today. If you are just joining us, this is a huge story that we're currently sitting on. And Chris, I want to come back to you straight after the news and spend time with you. After all of the coverage of this story yesterday, there is now a man on the phone to this radio station telling Northern Ireland his wife is expecting twins. They have no chance of survival. He thinks it is disgusting, the situation he's in which he will be forced to go to London for an abortion, if he wants an abortion, and they cannot have it here in Northern Ireland. And so there is now a real case for the Health Minister and the Justice Minister and the Attorney General and the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Chief Medical Officer to get together if they are going to decide upon this citizen who's on the line right now. Not next week, not in 2 months' time, right now. Are they prepared to provide clarity for this man? That's the question. We've just heard from the father, and now the mother would like to speak. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me how you're feeling, Laura.
To be honest, a bit let down by our country, to be honest. The fact that I have to go to England if I want to go through with an abortion, where I'm not going to be near my family and I'm not going to have any of my family support, because obviously I'm not going to be anywhere near my family. And to me, I'd have a hard enough thing to go through at the minute, finding out that I have twin girls who both have the same condition. They are going to have absolutely no outcome of life whatsoever. And for to make that decision in the first place was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. And I just think it's horrendous, the fact that I have to go to a different country where I don't know, and yeah, I don't know anybody over there, and have to go through something like that. I just think it's horrendous, and I think that for certain circumstances or things that, like ourselves, what we're going through at the minute, that we should be able to do things, I guess, where we feel comfortable and where we were born and where our families are, so we can have the support of our families with us. Because, as I say, it's a hard enough thing to find out that you're having twin girls. I didn't even know I was having twin girls until I'd had my 5-month scan.
And what did
and then to find out the day after that they both had anaplasia as well.
And what do they say to you about that condition, just to convey to people who are wondering why you won't just have the babies anyway?
Well, they pretty much only have a brain stem. They don't have a brain. They won't be able to function whatsoever. They'll have no form of life if I go full term. If I even get the full term, there's a high possibility that the babies will pass before I even get the full term. And obviously, when I do have them, they'll be very lucky if they even survive for a couple of hours.
And look, I'm asking you very, very personal and difficult questions here, but I'm asking them in the public interest. Hopefully you will understand that.
No, that's okay.
If you could not travel to London, and as the law stands here in Northern Ireland, it does not recognise fetal abnormality. It does not recognise that for grounds for termination. If you were forced to have those babies against your will, what would that do to you?
Well, I have to say, it's been an emotional roller coaster as it is. I'm finding it obviously very hard to come to terms with everything that sort of happened over the last week. And for me, to have to be made to feel that you have, obviously, if you weren't able to have that done, that you have to go full term and have people ask you every day how your pregnancy is, how your babies are, and as I say, simple things like walking down the street, going past baby shops, seeing people with their newborn babies. You know, what are you supposed to say to people? You know, it puts you in an awkward position as well, and then it's obviously very emotional and very stressful for me as well, because I actually was asked this question the other day in a shop about my pregnancy, and I actually couldn't physically speak. I had to end up walking off. I couldn't say anything. I was actually very upset whenever obviously it was just someone being nice and asking how my pregnancy was. Me and my partner both just stood there, and not one of us could say anything. I find it very stressful, and if I'm honest, it's very emotional. It's very, very hard to deal with, I don't think I could ever go full term, and then have, even if I did have the two girls full term, and to have them in your arms for a couple of hours and have to watch them pass away, it's just something that I don't think I could cope with.
Some people would argue very, very passionately that those girls are entitled to that life and you're not entitled to take that life away from them.
But they don't have any form of life at all. Yes, they have a heartbeat. That's pretty much all they have. The only thing really is keeping them alive is me.
The top of government.
They don't have any, they can't think, they can't see, they can't do anything whatsoever. They will not function whatsoever, even if they even make it full term. You know, they don't have any form of life whatsoever, and I personally think that it would be, personally, for my opinion anyway, I think it's, either way, the outcome's going to be exactly the same.
How many
babies are going to die? They are going to pass away, they're going to die, and they have absolutely no form of life whatsoever.
Do you mind me asking you how far into your pregnancy you are?
Nearly 22 weeks.
And when 6 months. When are you considering getting this abortion in London?
It has to be next week. It has to be before a certain, before you're 24 weeks. So it's going to have to be next week.
And that trip you will find...
If I obviously don't, then I have to go full-time. I don't have no choice. I don't have any other choice but to go full-time if I don't get the funds together and the money together to get over to...
So...
To do this.
We're about to speak to the Justice Minister right now. And we've already heard from the Health Minister this morning. What do you say to those ministers?
It needs to change, definitely. I normally, if I'm honest, with abortions, I think sometimes in certain circumstances, yes, I agree that maybe sometimes people do them through maybe facts that they really shouldn't. But when it comes to something like this, where your baby's outcome is, there is no outcome, really. Okay. Your babies aren't going to survive. Your babies pretty much anyway inside you. They are pretty much dead. They're dead anyway. The only thing that's keeping them, their heart beating, is me.
Chris, good morning again.
Hello.
Your partner Laura has had to leave us because she's too upset.
I just think that the ministers are all, the politicians are a bit scared of the issue itself because it's conscientious or contentious. I think that they're scared that if they seem to go one way or the other, that it may lose them votes, or that they may be, you know, that's, I think, a lot of the time that's what they're more worried about rather than the actual cases. They're worried about losing votes and what it's going to be, the outcome in that direction. You know, it's interesting to see that they're saying that they want to look at it, but whether this actually comes to anything is what I'm interested in.
Yeah, they're saying they want to look at it now. I will remind the public that months ago, the Royal College of Midwives described these guidelines, the tone and language, as intimidatory and threatening. They say it's written in such a way to create uncertainty and fear. And they're only being looked at now. Chris, you're in a situation right now that is incredible. You've got the very top of government in Northern Ireland saying they will review your case, but you've got a timeline here. You've got a deadline.
About just over a week now before that's our cut-off point, and it's not going to mean much unless it's there's some change now or there's some kind of help now, because it's not going to be much use to us, you know, a month or 2 months or whatever. If decide to get round to it down the line, that's not going to help us now. So it's not. So I'm interested to see what help that they're willing to allow people to provide us now. But
So let's focus on that key point then that you've just raised. So what are you asking the Health Minister Edwin Poots for now? He was in a situation where he was written to by Sarah's family round about a week ago, and it's only now that he's prepared to actually meet them in person after they've had their abortion, after they had to travel to England. You're in a situation where you haven't done that yet. You've got a week. What are you asking the Health Minister to do for you?
Well, I'm asking what help they're willing to provide for us now, not after, or not 5 or 6 months down the line when they decide to get around to it. I'm asking what help they're willing to provide for us now, and what help they're willing to allow medical health professionals to provide for us, because at the minute we can tell from the way that the people talk to us, they'd love to give us more help, and they give us as much help as they're legally allowed to, but their hands are tied, and basically everyone...
Without me being facetious about it, the way these draft guidelines are written, their hands might be in handcuffs. Like, that's the situation we're in which if someone, you know, advocates or promotes to someone like your partner the termination of her pregnancy outside Northern Ireland, in other words, what you're going to do, you're going to go to London if these people can't help you. The medical staff who you say are really caring for you and are dedicated, they might be put in prison. That's the situation we're currently in. That's not someone who actually does the abortion. That's someone who either advocates or promotes it. Now, that language and that guideline is so loose that it is a grey area. So the people caring for your family now in Northern Ireland, maybe a doctor of 20, 30, 40 years experience, they might be put into handcuffs and put in prison for trying to give you advice to go to England.
Yep. That's the position they're in, and we're in a terrible position, but they're the health minister and all the other ministers. I think that they're putting the healthcare professionals in a terrible position as well, because you can tell that a lot of them would love to give much more care, but they're not allowed to.
So you're asking the health minister for help now?
Yeah.
And you've got a week?
Anything actually happens.
And just to be clear, what would you like to happen? What would you like to do?
Well, we would like to be given the option, like any family in our situation, I think, should be, to get the treatment that we require in our own country and have our families around us, and to be able to be provided the proper care from the healthcare professionals that they're not being allowed to give us.